You're listening to Generation 6, empowering entrepreneurs to build brands that make an impact in the digital age. Here's your host, entrepreneur and marketing strategist, 16 Ramos.
Hey, everybody. It's me, 16 Ramos. Welcome to the Generation 6 show, where I talk about anything in the realm of online business, starting your online business if you still don't have one, generally working from home, because that's what I do. That's basically my major niche, right? If you haven't been following me, my name is 16 Ramos. I'm a digital marketing strategist and I help people build their online businesses from home, live their best lives and find success. Hello, Genty. Good morning and evening. What is it in your time zone, Genty? Is it morning or evening? Oh, from Jakarta. So it is morning, right? Around 9 a.m. in the morning. It is, I'm a little bit late to this show, actually. We're supposed to start at 5 o'clock Pacific Standard Time, but I've had some technical issues here. But nonetheless, I am here for you guys. And I am going to talk a little bit about rejection today. Rejection or objections and what the difference is between the two. So if you have an online business, whether it's big or small, and you have a product or a service that you offer, have you ever been rejected? Or have you ever heard these questions before or these statements before? It's too expensive. I'm already happy with the current product I'm using. Or I could probably get that cheaper from somewhere else or someone else. So I'd rather buy from that place or that person. Have you ever heard these rejection statements before? I sure have. And if you don't know what to say when you get confronted with these statements, it can get a little scary and intimidating as well, and it could stop you in your tracks. So this is what I really want to help you with today, is to teach you exactly what to say when you get confronted by these statements. Because guys, here's the difference between an objection and a rejection. Being rejected means you are being told an outright no. No, thank you. I don't want to try it. I don't want to buy your product. It's more permanent because the customer has decided they really don't want to buy that product, buy your product in particular. Now, the difference between an objection and a rejection is an objection is a maybe. Maybe, sure, I want to buy your product, but dot, 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 and then whatever the question is in their heads. So most of the things that you hear from a customer that is not an outright no is an objection. So objections are very hard to hear. And sometimes a lot of people take it personally, like, oh, it's about me. I'm not doing it right. Maybe I'm saying the wrong things. But really, an objection is good news. Why is it good news? It's good news because that means they haven't told you no yet. It's not permanent yet. They just have a question and they need you to guide them towards making an informed decision. So because it's not permanent yet, you still can turn things around. And this is why it's good news. Now, the major setback that people have with it is they don't know what to say. Like, oh my gosh, okay, they make a point. It is that the competition is a lot better, maybe, you don't know yet because you haven't done your research or you really just don't know what to say. So they just stop working. They stop selling the product. They have self-doubt and they lose confidence. So that's what I want to stop. And if you're feeling that level of self-doubt already, I'm here for you. Fear not, because I'm going to feed you exactly what to say when you get confronted by these statements. So before I get into it, I want to greet everyone who's tuning in with me. Rowena, Naima, hello there. Raki is tuning in. Wow, Naima is watching from South Africa. How's everything over there? Rebecca, hello. Naima, you get rejected all the time. Not to worry. I'm going to teach you what to say today. Annabelle, Carla, hello, hello. So by the way, guys, so I'm only going to read the scripts, but you can have the scripts for free to download right now. And the link is in my captions or my descriptions. And later on, you can click that. Just don't leave yet because there are a lot of notes that I want to make regarding these scripts that you might not be reading from the PDF. So after this broadcast, you can click that link. It's all yours for free. because I love you guys and I really, really want to help you with your online business. So let's get into the first type of objection, okay? And I hear this a lot when I offer my products, because I'm also in the beauty and wellness industry as well as in the coaching industry, and it's very competitive. A lot of people here want to make sure that they're getting the best out of their money. So one of the most common things I hear is it's too expensive, or I don't know, the price tag a little bit too up there. So usually when a customer says it's too expensive, it comes from a standpoint of comparison, usually, but not all the time. Sometimes they really just don't have the money and they wanna try and purchase at a future time when they have enough money, but usually it comes from a standpoint of comparison. So that isn't always the case, but it helps to rule it out. So find out, the product is expensive compared to what? Right? One of the things that I talk about a lot on my fan page, and you've already seen it, I'm sure, is wellness products or personal care products. I talk about my favorite whitening toothpaste, for example. And compared to most whitening toothpastes in pharmacies, it is a little bit more expensive. But then I'm not really competing with just any other toothpaste, am I? It's whitening. So what I'm competing with are professional dental whitening treatments. So when I have that perspective now, my product is really a lot less, costs a lot less than those professional treatments. Aside from that, it's also a lot less painful, a lot less hassle, because you don't need to get out there, you just need to brush your teeth. So all of these things, when you come to think of it, it comes down or boils down to a point of comparison. So you have to rule it out and find out what your product or your service's edge is. So here is a script that might help you out with that. So if a person says it's too expensive, you can say, I had the same thoughts about the price. I compared it to similar products and noticed that most of them didn't have or weren't, and then insert your features. So if we talk about the product I mentioned earlier, I could say, I compared it to similar toothpaste out there and noticed that most of them weren't peroxide free or bleach free, and a lot of them were also really painful and sensitive to the teeth. So really what you'd be getting are those extra features. So this could really apply to any product that has features that your customers might actually want to hear about. You know, what makes your product unique? What makes it stand out, and what gives it its value? So this is the part where you show your customer not what the product costs, but what it's worth. Cost and worth are two very different things. Right now, the customer is only thinking, well, I'm about to spend this money. Am I getting out of it, or can I get it cheaper? So you have to give them that perspective that it's worth a lot more to pay for, you're paying this kind of price because it is worth a lot more for this, 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 and this feature. So, and then you can move on to this is still the same script, but I understand that it might be a little bit out of the budget. So I am willing to throw in free shipping, whatever it is that you want to offer them. So some examples are free shipping, an extra 10% off, free gift or free samples, or payment options if that's something that you can offer, like installment options via credit card. If that really depends on what you have in place or how expensive your product is. But if there is an offer that you can give your prospect or your customer to make them feel that it's really worth it, or it's safe to give you their money, basically, then offer it. And then you can, in the end, you can say, or you can ask, does that sound like a good deal? So again, guys, if you just tuned in, I'm reading from my script guide, which you can download from the link in my captions. So when you really look at this, you're still warm. You're not emotional about it. 'Cause a lot of people get emotional when they try to answer this question. It's like, no, are you crazy? Don't ever say that to your customer. Like, are you kidding me? It's not expensive. Like, have you seen? Don't try to or attempt to argue with your customer, because that's never going to end well. Right? Always agree with them, because at one point, it is true. In this script, everything comes from experience too. I had the same thoughts about the pricing of the products that I offer. I was like, Why is my customer going to pay for this? What does it have? What is the worth of this product, really? So give them that warmth, that empathy, that you understand where they're coming from, that you're not just there to take their money, you know? So that's one script that you can do. So the second objection, I want to move on to that, is this. I'm already using something similar that I'm happy with. I'm really happy with the product that I'm using, right? Or I'm really happy with the service of that other company. So of course, in your opinion, in this case, right? In your opinion, you might be thinking, nah, my product is really better. But see, you have to make them see that, right? You can't just outright say, nah, their stuff is no good. You also don't want to backstab in a nasty way. Never argue with a customer, especially if they're happy, because when you antagonize the product that they're using, you're also antagonizing the customer, because that's their choice. You're antagonizing their choice. So when you are giving this objection, always say, be excited about their choices. Like, awesome. I'm so glad that you found the product that's right for you. All right. So in this case, because they're already happy, maybe you have something in your catalog that will complement what they're already using. In the case of a business that's already only selling one product, though, and you don't have any other products to offer, then you can offer a chance for this prospect to try the product for free, or to do a trial of some sort. Get them into a place where they could view it, learn more about it, and eventually maybe try it for free. So a response to this objection could be this. Awesome. Very, very excited. Be excited for them. I'm so glad that you found the product that's right for you. If you do want to look at something that complements your whatever, skincare, musical instrument, whatever it is that you're selling, or look at this product down the road if you don't have any other product to offer, I'd like to make you a part of my VIP group on Facebook, or my VIP newsletter list, or my SMS updates, because I often give away free products, so it could be fun. Would you like to be added? So if they say yes, you can send a link to your sign-up page, or you can send a link to your Facebook group, or any mechanism that you have in place to get them to sign up for those platforms. So by saying this, like, I'm glad you found the product, but if eventually you want to look at something that complements it, or if eventually you do decide you want to look at this product, then at least you're a part of my VIP group, or you're a part of my newsletter, because you know, you might not need to buy it. You might just actually win a free sample or win a free product. And that's always a good deal, right? I mean, I'd sign up for it if I get to win something for free and I actually don't get to buy it, but at least we stay connected. So offer an opportunity for you to stay connected with that person, because why? Why would you, if they are already happy? Because first of all, life happens. Maybe eventually they get curious and they want to maybe try something else. If they don't like it, they go back to that, but at least they try it. Or also, you know, this is already a customer that you know is interested in your product category. So in case they change their mind, you want to stay connected and you want to be that person that they remember first. So I want to make sure that I'm not neglecting you guys and making sure that I don't have any questions in my comments before I keep going here. Christine is watching from the Philippines. Hello, Mitz, Jen, Jane. Questions for me, guys. If you have any questions, by the way, also, I have gotten some comments that from people who didn't know that it was free to share these broadcasts that I do for you. So yes, it is free to share. Feel free to share this on your wall, into your chat group, tag your friends in the comments if you feel like this video is going to help them. Rose V, hello, love this topic. Hello, good. Irene Joy is watching from Quezon City. These scripts are so helpful. Oh, I'm so glad, Christine. Riza, Jessica, Russell, Grams. Hi, Clemente. How are you doing? Earl James, watching from Quezon City as well. All right. So that's the second objection, right? That's something that you can say to someone who feels like they're already happy with the product that they're using. Doesn't mean you need to burn bridges, you guys. Stay connected with that person. But make sure that you have a way to really stay connected with them, right? Have a Facebook group at the very least to keep all of your prospects in. Now, this is the third script I want to get into. And this is the, I would say, where most entrepreneurs get really, really emotional because they get competitive. So it's when the customer says, you know what? I found the same product or almost the same product on Amazon or eBay or from someone else on social media or for somewhere else, another company that sells it. And I think I might buy from them instead. And you'd be like, oh, it's me. Because you make it about you, right? When they decide to buy from someone else, you start thinking, is it me? Am I doing things wrong? Was I not nice enough? Did I not compliment them enough? So guys, it's not about you. First of all, you have to understand that it's not about you. When a customer brings this up, what they're really thinking is it's more worth it to buy from that place or that person. So you just need to sweeten the deal. Oops, I set alarms for everything and my phone just said it's time for my 6 p.m. squats. I'm doing 25 per hour, geez. Okay, anyway, so back to the script. So you have to make this customer see that buying from you is the much better option, all right? So this is something that you can say. I'm so happy that you're considering getting the product. So first of all, again, do not argue with them. Do not get emotional. Do not get super duper competitive or angry that they decided to buy from someone else. If they haven't yet, then don't ruin it for you. Okay, so say, I'm so happy you're excited or you're considering getting the product. I'm very excited for you because that's also good news. They want to buy it. Now they're deciding who to buy from, right? So be excited about that. So I'm so happy you're considering getting the product. Very excited for you. Now, while I'm sure that Amazon or eBay or that other person could be a more practical option, I also want to make sure that you're getting the best customer service and I want to provide that for you. So if you decide to purchase from me or from us instead, if you're representing a company, you also receive, then state your offer, free shipping and handling, free products, 10% off on your next purchase. These are just some examples, right? You don't need to offer all of this all at once. Just choose one. Free samples, free installation, 24/7 customer support, or any other offer that you may want to give or you have the capacity to give. I'm really committed to make sure that you are happy with the entire experience. Does this sound good? And then put whatever emoji of choice at the end. So with this, you know, you're sweetening the deal a little bit and you're opening the conversation up for, you know, discussion. What it is, what is it that they do want from, aside from this product that they're purchasing? You know, would it be better if they got free shipping or they got free samples? So you're all opening the conversation for that. So don't be emotional. Don't feel over competitive because they haven't decided yet. Now it's this is your stage. This is your platform to make your offer and let them feel that, yeah, you know what? If I do buy from Christine, I might not get, you know, if I buy from that other person, I might not get the same customer service as Christine is offering me. You know, see, she's offering me free shipping and she's offering me 10% off on my next purchase. That eBay guy or that Amazon girl is not going to offer me the same things. So, okay, let's stick with her. Even though it costs me a few bucks more, it's worth it to me. So really, you want to make it, inspire them to see that this is the much better choice, more worth it than the other option. So these are the scripts that I have put together for you in the PDF. So this is all available for download for free. It's all for you. So you can click the link in my captions and description. So I only have like 3 sets of scripts here, guys. If you have any more to add, anything else, any other kind of rejection that I have not covered in these scripts, I'm very happy to update this file for you. So for now, the PDF has these 3 sets of scripts. Send me your suggestions in the comments if you've been rejected and you've heard of another kind of, you know, question from your customer then let me know. And I'd be happy to teach you what to say and possibly add it into a version 2 of this PDF as well, so that I can help you guys. Because really, the more prepared you are in these situations, the more you let the customer know that you are knowledgeable and that you are competent. The only reason why people get defeated and get scared of rejection is because they don't know what to say. And, you know, you feel stumped by that situation. So the more prepared you are, if you do know what to say, nothing surprises you anymore. Certainly, that's how I feel. Like, throw me all of the rejections that you can and let me collect all of the popular questions, and I'll have an answer to each of those. So I'm not surprised with any rejection that gets thrown my way anymore, because I almost always know what to say. And that's the reason why a lot more sellers are, or salespeople are, confident than the others. Is the only reason why they are is because they've gotten rejected a lot more. So yeah, rejection isn't bad, you guys, or objections aren't really all that bad. They just are difficult to hear, but they're not permanent. You still can turn things around, and these scripts will help you do that. excuse me, Naima, so awesome. Thank you. You're welcome. Annabelle, you're welcome too. So there you go. Hey, April, good morning. Naima says, what can we do about people that just never reply to your messages? Well, Naima, that's a different story for me. If they don't reply to my messages, I just leave them be, actually. I can't keep talking to a wall, right? That's always going to happen. It's funny that you brought that up, because I actually would rather someone give me some sort of objection than give me crickets, right? Like no response, like, because what am I going to do with that, right? If they don't respond to you, then it's better to just move on to the next prospect who may have the chance that, even though they still ask you a lot of questions, that person who asks you a lot of questions, gives you a lot of objections, you have a better chance of selling a product to a person like that, to a person who just doesn't respond. If a person doesn't respond to you, maybe they just don't want to buy the product, or they just don't know how to tell you. So, Naima, keep your connections to these people if you still want to stay connected, especially if they're your friends and you know them in real life, and keep on putting out your content. Maybe eventually they will come back to you and say, you know what? I'm sorry I didn't respond to your question, but I'm ready now, because that has happened to me too. You know, person doesn't respond to me for a whole 6 months, and then all of a sudden, you know what? Do you remember when 6 months ago you told me about the shampoo? I'm like, yeah, that was a long time ago. Well, I'm ready now. So don't feel all emotional when they don't respond. Just give them their space and then move on to the next prospect. Making sure. Okay, Shell, what do I do to a customer who's interested to buy after offering a discount and free shipping, and in the end, they're just going to say they'll message me again? And then when you follow up, they scene zone, right? They do scene zone. So if you've offered everything that you can offer, that you have the capacity to offer, because you don't also want to offer at a loss, right? You're still running a business and you don't want to lose money over these orders. So give them their space, Shell, but also make sure that you are offering urgency. There's a sense of urgency in your messages. Like if you're offering the discount, say this discount is only applicable until mid-month or until whatever kind of date, or this is only open to the first 50 customers, some sort of urgency, because that might help them speed up the decision-making process if they're still torn. But I only really, if I'm doing messenger marketing, I only give it up to two follow-ups, and then I move on to the next prospect, because really I can't do much after I've offered everything. I gave them that sense of urgency and they still don't respond to me. So sometimes that will happen. Some say they don't have enough time in case of recruiting new members. That's, you know, I actually have thought of creating a brand new PDF for rejections for recruiting if you are in the affiliate marketing business. So that might be a topic for another broadcast, Naima. Thanks for bringing that up. So probably next week, huh? That's a good idea. A no is not necessarily a no. Maybe the timing is wrong. That's right. Rule of three. Don't stop until the third no. Really? I actually stop until... Actually, I'm talking about scene zones, right? If someone's not responding to you. But like Monty says, Monty has built like an organization of like a million people. I don't even know. So, good learning from Monty here. Pag ayaw next prospect. Like that's really facts, Irene. Sheila is watching from Batangas, Philippines. Hello, Sheila. Just study what they need. Help them how to reach for it. Don't prejudge thinking you know what's in their mind. Try again another time. Clemente says he enjoyed this session. Good. So guys, for those who just tuned in, again, free download for you up in the captions. I'll see you again tomorrow, 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. What is tomorrow? Today is a Wednesday. So tomorrow is a Thursday. I'm talking about self-improvement. My topic will be how to improve your confidence in doing live broadcasts, because I know that's something that a lot of you still haven't been doing, right? So you should start. But I know it's a big hurdle to just muster the confidence to get to do this. So I'm going to give you my tips and tricks. There are tricks to appear more confident, even though you're scared to death doing these broadcasts. So I'll see you tomorrow if you want to learn that, 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, right here on the 16 Ramos fan page. Bye, guys.
You've been listening to the Generation 6 podcast. Catch you again next time for a brand new episode. If you found value in this topic and have a story you'd like to share, reach out and visit 16ramos.com.